The 1913 Armory Show in New York, and later in Chicago, brought to America the bold and transformative cubist and abstracted art that had exploded in Europe. That year, along with the song You Made Me Love You and the foxtrot just introduced, the Armory Show became a popular culture phenomenon, with a startled public trying to make sense of the shattered modernist images in the exhibit. The story of the show is as compelling as the works that were in it. American artists, aware that Europe is undergoing a revolutionary artistic upheaval, band together, go to Europe, find the radical art in studios and galleries, and bring hundreds of examples of it to New York to wake American art out of its academic slumber. And so it did.
Just kind of set up in here.
One not very well-known American painter, it turns out, was already shattering realism, right in step with Picasso, Braque, Picabia, and their European colleagues, Manier Dawson.
He is really one of these little-known but very progressive, I mean, really one of the first abstract artists in the world.
Gail Stavitsky, chief curator of the Montclair Art Museum, gave me a preview of the show the other day, which features many American paintings from the original show of 100 years ago. Dawson, she says, was an architectural engineer as well as an artist who traveled to Paris, hung out at Gertrude Stein's famous salons, and saw her collection of powerful modern paintings and sculpture.
He was very enchanted with modern art. I mean, early on, this is before the Armory Show.
In January 1913, Dawson wrote in a journal about his feelings of awe in the face of this new form. "I can't find the words," he said, "to describe the experience of making abstract paintings." His painting, Wharf Under Mountain, will hang among the more famous Edward Hoppers and John Marins, just as it did in 1913, in the commemorative exhibition of American art opening Sunday in Montclair. And it may be called Wharf Under Mountain, but Dawson didn't name it that. Walter Pock, one of the Armory Show organizers, gave it that title. Take a look at it. Whatever you would call it, it holds a place in history.
It was really the only almost totally abstract work by an American artist in the Armory Show.
With a painting at MoMA and three canvases at the Met, and now one hanging in this new show in Montclair, I'd say we're having, of all things, a Manier-Dawson moment, as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the show that woke us up to modern art. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.